You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're at the Mitchell Library in Glasgow as part of the Braille and Beyond Braille 200 celebrations. Can you introduce yourself for us, please?
Yes. Hi, David. I'm Stuart Lawler, and I'm from Sight and Sound Technology.
So what have Sight and Sound Technology been doing at today's event?
Well, first of all, it's probably important to say that we're delighted to be here because, like you guys at the RNIB, we're passionate about Braille, we're passionate about access, and we know that Braille equals inclusion, access, better quality of life for people who can use it. And we're always trying to support people to use it. Like others in the sector, I think, we've been exploring multi-line as well as traditional single-line Braille displays over the last little while. And we're excited to see where that journey takes us. So we have two multi-line displays which have recently joined our portfolio. The first is the Canute 360 and Canute Console from Bristol Braille Technologies, who have been actually doing multi-line Braille and working on creating multi-line Braille for a very long time and do it really well. So we're delighted to be working with Bristol Braille on their Canute 360 and Canute Console. So these are multi-line Braille displays, and the Canute Console turns the display into a Linux workstation, allowing you to do all sorts of things that, you know, traditionally you might do on a computer, like word processing and email and using the internet. But I suppose more importantly, it allows you to do that using more than one line of Braille at a time. So if you are doing something maybe where you're reading figures, you're looking at maybe statistical data, you're maybe reading Braille music, all these things are things that lend themselves very well to multi-line Braille. The second device we have on the multi-line side is the Orbit Slate from Orbit. Again, I've been working with Orbit Research for the last little while. They're producing some really innovative both multi-line and single-line Braille technology. The Orbit Slate comes in two flavors. There's a three-line device with 40 cells per line, or a five-line device with 20 cells. The interesting thing about these devices is they're battery-powered, and they would be considered to be the most portable multi-line Braille device on the market at present. So we're kind of excited to see where that takes us. I should say that as far as multi-line Braille goes, I suppose it's very early days.
Now, how important is an event like this? Not just for getting people's eyes on what you do at Sight and Sound Technology, but also just getting all these people together in the one room to enthuse over Braille.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I've been talking to somebody a couple of minutes ago about it. It's important for us on a few levels, I think. Firstly, as you said, to enthuse over Braille, to just talk about Braille, and to sort of maybe to reflect where we are and where how different life would be if we didn't have Braille. But it's also important because we can really engage and have time to engage with users and hear their feedback. And I've had, you know, interesting feedback this morning about some of the devices we've had on the stand, you know, both positive and constructive, I think. And that's really important for me to hear that, so that I can bring it back to the manufacturers that we collaborate with. And the third thing, I think, is it's really important for us at an event like this to talk to other colleagues in the sector, you know, because we're all in this journey together. It's a relatively small sector. We need to communicate, collaborate, and work together to make sure that the best possible outcomes can be achieved for people with sight loss.
Thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, David.